Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Can we just pray in the Spirit for a few seconds? Let's pray in the Spirit. Thank you, and we give you praise. It is you, O God. It is you who make us whole. You are in times of this past. We boldly declare, you make us whole. It is you, O God. It is you who make us whole. You are in times of despair, we boldly declare, you make us whole. It is you, O God. It is you who make us whole. You are a hope in times of despair. We boldly declare, you make us whole. It is you, O God. It is you who make us whole. You are a hope in times of despair. We boldly declare, you make us whole. It is you, O God. It is you who make us whole. You are hope in times of despair. We boldly declare, you make us whole. It is you, O God. It is you who make us whole. You are our hope in times of despair. We boldly declare, you make us whole. You came, someone like me, love me as I am. You came for someone like me, love me as I am.
I could never, ever thank you enough for all that you've done for me. I could never, ever thank you enough for all that you've done for me. I could never thank you more than enough for all you've done for me. Lord, we can never thank you more than enough for all you've done for us. You came for someone like me and loved me as I am. You came for someone like me and loved me as I am. I could never thank you more than enough for all you've done for me. Lord, I can never thank you more than enough for all you've done for me. I will never ever thank you enough for all you've done. I will never ever thank you enough for all. It is you, oh God. It is you who make us whole. You are our hope in times of despair. We boldly declare. Make us whole. You are my hope in times of despair. We boldly declare, you make us whole. Lord, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your heart. Thank you for seeing eyes, for hearing ears, for minds to comprehend the depths of your word. Speak to us like never before, and let Jesus be glorified. In the name of Jesus we pray. Alright, just very briefly, and we're out from here, like 40 minutes. I'm sure we'll be out from here. Do you believe that? Let's start from 1 John, very briefly. Chapter 1 from verse 5. Okay, we'll start from verse 4. Amen. Amen. It says, we write these things so that our joy may be complete. Alright. Let me use the rendition here. It said, and these things we write to you that your joy may be full. That's part of scripture. What are the things? This is the message which we have heard from him. Capital letter, right? We had a message from him, the 12, declaring to the people, one of them who was John, not the Baptist John, the brother of Jesus, right? John the Beloved.
properly said, according to scripture, and declare to you that God is what? Light. And what? In him is no what? Darkness at all. Can we read again from verse 4? Can we read together, everyone? One, to go. Alright, so when they are done reading, they should be happy, isn't it? They should not be sad. Alright? So what's the message? The summary of the message is embedded in the words we're about to read, right? So verse 5. Everyone, want to go. That God is light and in him is no darkness. Did you see that? Can we see in another rendition? Another rendition. In the TPT. Okay, let's see in the amplify yet, right? Are we ready? As I said, another rendition, the media just wanted to show that they know me. They put the amplified very fast, but we'll still go to the TPT. Let's read, one to go. This is the message of God's promised revelation. Okay. Hallelujah. Woo, 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 woo. Do you like that? If I were you, I would read this over to again like 20 times. That's how I behave. When something is sweet, you read it again, you read it again. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Till it hits your forehead in the spirit. You know, in the realm of the spirit, you have forehead. Have you felt fire, like cold air sometimes? Or your forehead, but you know it's not this physical or God. It's supernatural. Let's read again. One to go. This is the message of God's promised revelation. Alright. And now I announce to you that God is light. He is holy. No imperfection. Hallelujah. You see what the Bible said? In him. Simple and short. We're going to teach very simple and short and yet powerful. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Then we'll come back here. Lines upon line, precepts upon precept. Are you there? Okay, let's read the Amplified rendition. One to go. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, woo, 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 woo. Glory. Amen. You know, you may be lost reading this. So let's go to our regular NKJV, then we'll go back to the Amplified rendition for that one, right? The Bible said somewhere in the rendition we had read in verse 5:1-5, right? It says, in him there is no what? No darkness, no imperfection, no what? Sin, right? No wickedness. Did you see that? So now let's read. Therefore, if anyone is in, everybody say in. In Christ. Now in Christ there is no what? Sin. In Christ there is no what? In Christ there is no what? Imperfection. If anyone is in Christ, is a new creation. He has no sin. He has no. He has no. Say, I have no sin. I have no wickedness.
I have no imperfection. Once again, I have no sin. I have no wickedness. I have no imperfection. Because I'm in Christ Jesus. You know, some people may say the Bible says in Him, that is God, not in Christ. And we have an answer for you. Let's see Colossians 3 and 3. Colossians 3 and 3. Of course, Jesus is God, but you know, just for the Sadducees and the Pharisees, you know, so sad to see and so far to see. Let's read one to go. For you died in the Amplified rendition. It said, for you died to this world and your new real life is hidden with Christ in God. You see that? So if you are in Christ, where are you? In God. And we have read before that in God there is no what? There is no what? There is no what? Meaning if you find it in your life, it is not true. The real you cannot see. The real or supposed you cannot be wicked. Even though you right now may be. The real you is not imperfect. Alright? See what the Bible says. For you died to this world and you're new. Not just new. New real. New real. You see? It seems new. It sounds new. But it's the real life. We went to one church. The pastor said nobody can sin. Sounds new. But it has been in the scripture. It's the real life. What has happened today? A revelation. Isn't it? What is Windows E? How many of you have a laptop? Wave your hands. Or you've used a laptop before. Wave your hands. You've used it. Can you wave your hands? Oh, we're in the 21st century. And it's not humility to say you have used, but you don't want to show you have used. Laptop is not private check. If you've used a laptop before, just wave your hand, anybody. Alright. I want to pick somebody. That's why I'm asking this question. You know, sometimes younger people are gurus. Alright, stand up. But let me try this man. What is Windows E? Sit down. Why are you saying the answer? Who doesn't know what Windows E is and he has a laptop? Raise your hand. You don't know the function of Windows E. And you have a laptop. I'm not trying to disgrace you. If you don't know, just wave your hands. Good. Somebody has helped you people. So the rest of us, let's wave. I know this thing now. I was a student. You know, they wait for one person before everybody follow. Hallelujah to Jesus. He has a laptop, but there's a function for Windows E. This man knows, if this man tells him it is new, right? It is new. Now, it doesn't mean that it's just an innovation we are bringing. No. Even though it sounds new, it has been there before. All this while. But you didn't know. That's what we are doing today. When we give you a revelation of God's word, we are not bringing something new and strange to you. We are telling you what has been there. Are you listening to me? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's read from verse 4. In the NKJV rendition. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That's part of scripture. That your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. See that? You know what Paul is saying here? He's saying that whatever he spoke to them as words were not just mere words. The words he spoke were a revelation or a demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's why in the next part of scripture you saw that he said that your faith may not be hinged on the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. What is the gospel? The gospel is the power of God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So Paul is trying to make them understand that their faith should be hinged on the words of Jesus. On the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Not on men's speech. You know, sometimes we see people come and they just try to look, talk down the word of God. They are shouting and are like, I'm not here to preach the Bible. I'm here to show power. And that's you being ignorant. Because according to the scripture, what Paul meant for, not coming with enticing words from man's wisdom, but a demonstration of the Spirit, is
speaking, is him speaking about the gospel, alright, that while he was teaching the gospel, he was not teaching from the carnally devised fables of man's wisdom. Whatever he was saying to them was a demonstration of the Spirit. He was describing the power of God. And what is the power of God? The gospel. Are we together? It says, who has believed our report? It is to that person that the arm of the Lord is revealed unto. So you see, when you believe the report of God, you see the power of God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? While the Pharisees were speaking about Jesus in some part of scripture, they say, what kind of a man, what sort of a man is this? What wisdom is this? What wisdom, they ask, what wisdom is this that even the blind see? You see? They hinge everything, even the power of God they saw, to be a function of what? Wisdom. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Are you confused? Because we see a generation of people who neglect the Bible and are trying to bring thunder to the earth and are trying to bring all sorts of forms of unnecessary demonstration on the earth to prove that God is alive. God does not need you to try to prove him to be alive. He's alive. Whether you prove him or not, he's risen. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Satan said, change stone to bread to prove you are his son. He didn't. So don't be under pressure to prove God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Always, when you always try to do that, you'll be in trouble. You must just buy into the bidding of Satan. Somehow, you start trying to compromise your faith even as a preacher. Alright? You just flow with the Holy Spirit and allow God to show himself part time in any situation as he wills to show himself. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You know, like someone I heard yesterday, they were beating somebody online. Such a terrible event. He went to remove oxygen from someone in the hospital, and the person died. And the people that knew had the patient there wanted to kill him. He was almost dead. He held a Christian book, and I was like, it's not a good testimony. It's more like a mocking stuff. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? If he was calm enough to understand the word of God, he would have not tried that kind of thing. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? You know, sometimes people go and read stories about God's scenarios and they go out trying to do stuff. You are choking. Faith does not come by reading stories. Faith comes by hearing the word. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? If you read stories and you try to do whatever you read, you may be in big trouble. Faith does not come by reading stories. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. That you heard that the God general removed oxygen from somebody does not mean he just stood up, read stories, and went to do it. No. He read the word of God so much, intoxicated by the word, and tried it. They always say, don't try this at home. Prophet Kubus will say, don't try this at home. You know, don't try it in the flesh. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And sometimes people think they're in the spirit because they feel cozy and they feel like they're in freezer. Sometimes people just feel they're in the spirit because they feel like that. Now, some demonstration of the spirit could be like that, but that doesn't mean that you're in the spirit or know what you are doing in the spirit, even though you're in the spirit. You can come within a congregation like this and the power of God will be so mighty and you feel cool breeze. Alright? And you will not think that you have arrived. Not understanding that you are enjoying the corporate anointing of the people gathered here. Saul went amidst prophet. He started prophesying. By nature, he was not a prophet. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? If he dared it after that day, if he dared to do it again, he'll miss the prophetic. So what is God's will for us? That whatever we're experiencing under the corporate anointing becomes our own reality. Even though this is not where I'm going to. Are we together? I just had to touch that part a little bit because I've heard people say these things. They come on the stage and they are shouting more like they are attacking teachers of the world, right? Like, I did not come with enticing words from man's wisdom. I come with a demonstration of the Spirit. They are trying to do demonstration of the Spirit. When they see no sick person, then they try and do funny stuff. You see them saying, come outside. One, your right hand will grow longer than your left hand. Your left hand will grow equal to your... Those things are bullshit. Hallelujah to Jesus. They are unnecessary. They are a proof that you are not a child of God. You are just one tossed to and fro by deceitful ideologies from what? Man's wisdom. Because if you truly see a withered hand, you will not be able to talk. It's the truth. Why is it that when we are done with all of those things and the real people come with withered hands, we just tell the ushers to make sure they are at the back? You know? Hallelujah to Jesus. So, are you people in the spirit with me right now? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So some of those things are very unnecessary. It's just a proof that you are not grown enough as a child of God. Yesterday I posted something. I said, so when you don't understand the word of God, you are extremely carnal. I mean, anything can go for you, you know. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Extremely carnal. There are two extremes here. Extremely carnal. Anything goes for you. We'll wake up and see a man, maybe Pastor Peter, put nose ring and put earring and dye his hair. Extremely carnal, because they don't know the word of God. For them, godliness is a means to an end. Their God has become their stomach. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So they just feel like as long as anything they want is available, and anytime they are sick, they say in the name of Jesus, it gets healed, then they are cool with God. God is cool with the earrings. No! Didn't you read your Bible? In book of Matthew 7, he said, many will come and say, I healed in your name, I prophesied in your, I casted out demons in your name, yet they call you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. You see that? Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? When they say grace, when people see it from this perspective, I'm actually just scared for them. God is so gracious. I mean, if you understand grace, you could just finish a terrible sin and tell God, have mercy. And you see the mercy of God find expression. But it doesn't mean that you are wise. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And whatever you are trying to indulge yourself in can actually kill you. And even if you don't die right now, you go to hell at the end, like the Bible has said. And all of this is not so that you are scared. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Because if you truly understand God, in Him there is no trace of darkness. That's just by the way. Now, next part of scripture, it says in verse 6, it says, however, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. Alright? Next part of scripture, it said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. The hidden wisdom which God had ordained before the ages for what? Our glory. You see that? Hallelujah to Jesus. I was speaking about the new life which is the real. That's why I was coming here. There's a wisdom. It has always been there. That life has always been there. This reality has always been there. And if you understand it today, you live in that supposed glorified life. Or supposed glorified reality. Remember Romans 8. Who the Father foreknew, He was justified. Who He justified, then He what? He glorified. Meaning from the very beginning, God has destined you to be glorious. He has destined you to have a glorious life, eternal life, which is a glorious life. You may be realizing it today, and that doesn't mean that it is new. Alright, it may sound new. It's not something we are bringing somewhere. No, it sounds new, but it's a supposed life. It's a real life. You saw it. Paul says so. He said, your new real life. Your new what? Real life. Are you here tonight? Your new what? Real life. So when you understand, you know, the Bible said there's a mystery. It said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom of God, ordained before the ages. You see that? Ordained before the ages for what? Our glory. Meaning if we don't understand this wisdom, we will never enter into glory. If you neglect these mysteries, you will never see yourself glorified. Are we together? What is glory? Some of us have been in this Christianity for a while. It doesn't mean we were there from the very beginning. No. Just for a while. Through one or two generations. And we can tell you that it is possible to be a Christian and not to be happy if you don't understand the wisdom of God. Are we together? Let me get a scripture for you. It is possible to be a Christian and not to be happy. What do I mean by that? If you are a Christian that struggles with sin, you will not be happy. Are you listening to me? You will not be a happy Christian. You will just be around for a long time practicing religion, but you are not happy. In fact, you will not have motivation to do evangelism. Because you feel like you are a liar. Are you get what I'm trying to say? Not just that. You will not be motivated to even make impact. Because you find it difficult to pray. Whenever you see the devil rushing to attack your heart. Are you get what I'm trying to say? He makes you feel so bad about yourself. And you find it so difficult to what? Even pray. So you can't even make impact. It's very difficult. Alright? So we have a lot of folks who are actually struggling with sin, directly or indirectly. Directly or indirectly. By directly and or indirectly, I mean that some have actually accepted that this is how their life is supposed to be. You know, some Christians actually have a day for confession. Alright? Not trying to mock. Please follow me carefully. They have a day for confession. They created a system because of their circumstance, not because of the word of God. Alright? You don't adjust your circumstance. The word of God is your reality. Alright, so they observed that even though they were Christians and have been practicing Christianity for a long time, they still found themselves in sin. So they decided to create a system where they can confess their sin to a man of God every point in time. Are we together? Are you guys here tonight? Yes, follow me. Because in the Bible, it's not supposed to be like that. How do I know that? The Bible teaches us that if we are born of God, we cannot sin because the seed of God is in us. 1 John 3:9. Static. Constant. It said, if the seed of God is in you, the nature of God in you is in you, it said, then you will not sin. It said, because you are born of God. Alright? But I'm sure the people that actually create these systems felt like the only way to really cover for these things we are seeing that we don't understand is that we create a day for confession of sins. Are we together? Of course, people confess their sins and they feel relieved and etc. These are man-made ideas. They would have not been necessary if we dug deeper. See what the Bible said. And the problem of the church is that we are running away from these mysteries. We don't like to hear them. In fact, when people preach them, we feel like they are strange people trying to cause confusion. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Meanwhile, the Bible had said the mystery is for our glory. It has been ordained aforehand. Ages past for our word. Meaning if you don't dig into those mysteries, you will not see glory in your life as a child of God. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So even if it sounds strange, you have to believe it. Now, other people have now settled down to become hypocrites, like the Pharisees. They know they can't live above sin, so they just settled down to become what? Hypocrites. Jesus called the Pharisees hypocrites. They are living with sin in church. The sin they have, they are actually even advising people and penalizing people against those sin. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus. The system is all messed up. Alright? While we were growing up, there was this church we're going to, and the person who was the pastor, I would not use the word pastor. He was a priest. It's true. So I will use the word priest because he was a priest. Because they make it look like only pastors are bad people. Alright? They are wrong pastors and they are wrong priests too. Are we together? And he was asking my... He somehow found the number. Now, before that time, I'd seen him misbehaving. I mean, he will be coming to celebrate their service. They call it mass. And he will be playing worldly song to come and celebrate it. Now, and I'd been a little bit spiritual. I'd just become born again. Alright? So I knew that listening to worldly songs were not right. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So while he was coming to church one day, I heard him playing a P-Square song. And I was worried. That is it not the person that will celebrate the service? And I remember that day, I did not receive the communion. You know, I was born again, but I was staying to wherever I grew up from. Somehow, I was trying to see if I can match. Hallelujah to Jesus. Have you seen people like that? There are people like that. They pray in the Holy Spirit, but they still have their rosary. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? More like they don't want to feel like they are discriminating anybody. Hallelujah to Jesus. So I was kind of like that. And I didn't receive it. So after a few weeks, I was with my sister, very close with her, the one following me, my immediate younger sister. And her phone rang. She just had a new phone somehow. It rang. And she would pick it before me. She would not go anywhere. Every time, you know, it was a normal thing. So she picked the phone. Hello? And you know, those days, phones used to be loud automatically. You don't need to put it on loudspeaker. So if you don't want anybody to hear you, run outside. And I was hearing the voice, "Hi, my daughter, how are you?" I said, "Fine. Please, who am I talking with? Talking to?" "Ah, it's Father." I said, "Okay." She said, "Okay." She didn't greet him properly. I said, "Yeah, I hope." He now said, "I hope you are alone. I want to talk to you. I want you to be alone. Go somewhere where you are alone." Then I said, "Say you are alone." She now said, "I'm alone." And I said, "Do you know you are a very beautiful lady?" So I collected the phone. I said, "You are a bastard. I actually suspected you just ended the call sharp." So the next Sunday, I know it's going to be paining some people watching me online. They wish this thing. It's true. You know, some people are just, you know, it's condemning. I'm condemning falsehood. Why is it paining you? You are trying to stand for something that is wrong with your life. You know, like one time we're trying to deal with a case. I think it was someone related to one of our members here. She said she knew she was not supposed to be in the church. But she had to be going because she had to go. Guess what was happening? The pastors also have their own, but I'm so sorry that this evening is for priests, okay? The priest was asking her out, and she wouldn't accept because she said he's even doing that with two of her friends. So she doesn't even know why he's even asking her when he's asking two of her friends out. So she said she didn't ask the lady. So if he was not asking two of your friends, like, will you have accepted? He said, "Maybe I would have considered." He said, "What?" And guess what? She's the one that reads the Bible in the church. There's one part of them that reads. And she knows her I want to say pastor again, but no. She knows her priest is asking three ladies. Do you know what I'm trying to say? These are dead systems where maggots are around. Hallelujah to Jesus. And glory to God forevermore. And she said she was worried that our member said she was, "What is wrong with you? You know that something is wrong. What are you going to do there?" Say, "That's where they burn me. I have to be going." That's where they burn you. Now that you are born again, where are you supposed to be? Even when Jesus got somebody healed, you know, Jesus went to, you know, I was sharing yesterday with my wife or with the Holy Spirit. We were talking. I think it's the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I talk with my wife so much that sometimes I feel maybe it's with her I spoke something when I spoke with the Holy Spirit. And, you see, jealous people everywhere. Don't like what I just said. They wish I have a problem with my wife. So, such a wonderful lady. We speak every time that I don't even know when is the Holy Spirit I'm talking to. I just speak with her every time, heart to heart, you know. And sometimes we're in our rooms, but we're speaking somehow. And I thought you'd be excited. Amen. If you are not happy, me too, I'm not happy for you. I was just speaking to myself. I said to her, I think the Holy Spirit said to me some like that. And he was like, "Do you know even in Bible days, the Pharisees and Sadducees were living exactly like some churches today?" I said, "No, I don't think so, because they didn't have the miraculous." He said, "Who told you? They had the miraculous. Do you know they had pools where you can go and enter and you'll be healed? Like some have in Abuja and Benin and the rest right now, some prophets. And worry and thereabout." Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The Pharisees were their founding fathers. This is, some of you don't like when somebody said, "You'll be bone in your face." They had it. And you will pay money like they used to pay to enter. One of the pool was a pool of Bethesda. When is a pool of Bethesda, you are excited like Jesus entered inside the pool. Jesus did not enter just inside the pool. Even Jesus went to see what was happening there. Yes, read your Bible. One of the days they were entering. Jesus now came and was watching. One could not enter. People entered, received their healing, ran away and left one there. Jesus came and me. He said, why are you not entering? You know, Jesus' question, very wonderful. You see, somebody was leprosy. He doesn't say, why did you not enter the pool? Then the guy now said, everybody entered. And they just left only me here. Of course, if you are that person, will you ask this kind of question? You know, it's as if he wants to find trouble. Look at the woman by the well. He came to her, he said, as if he has already prepared the trouble. Can you give me water to drink? Said, no. Said, okay. He expected the answer. Then he engaged her in question. He said, where do you think worship should be done? You know, then when she was trying to say, brag, that worship should be done, he said, you have 5 husbands. Is that true? And the one you are currently with is not even your real husband. She said, hey, whoa, I've seen a man that tells me all my problem. You know, it's not today women like prophetic. When you tell a woman what she doesn't know, she will be very glued to you. You know what I mean, right? They'll say, I have one juice for you. Don't worry, I'll tell you tomorrow. The woman will say, you must tell me now. Am I saying the truth? And from there, Jesus won her heart. She was talking. She said, she went and called members. Sharp for Jesus. They could not come see you. The man tell me everything about my life. You know. So sometimes I wonder when I read the Bible, I used to feel like Jesus. You know, I used to feel like Jesus was in the barrack with us somehow. Maybe he had this orientation in the barrack because the way he does things. And he said, get into the water. He said, I cannot, because obviously he can't enter the water. And he said, okay, stand up. You are healed. He stood up. He was going to the temple. He said, don't go there. Go home. He wanted to enter their waiting. He now said, go home. Don't go anywhere. You know, there are strange things that happen. Today I was going through Facebook. They were celebrating one saint that they say his hand had miracle pierce. Like, the pierce is when Jesus miraculously entered his hand and his leg. So he was using that hand to heal people. Which kind of madness is that one? Who can feel what Jesus... You want to feel what Jesus truly felt? If they flog you... You know, some of you think it's Koboko they used to flog Jesus, but... When I see all this passion of Christ, people do... Yeah, yeah, you know, you remember one of these movies, the guy is shouting in Yoruba... Ekpa. That one is not even close to what they did to Jesus. Read your Bible. You know, when they say they flogged Jesus by his tribe, you think it's Koboko or Dogoyaro. It's not all of those things in command and the rest. That's not what they used to flog Jesus. What they used was worse. History says it was a chain that had sharp edges. Jesus I'm saying plenty. So the soldiers must have muscle to be able to raise it. When they flog you, they will come out with meat. Okay, now you want to act. It would give you a tip of an iceberg. The person they even brought to ask Jesus, this Jesus in your houses, that bad guy, when they brought him to ask Jesus, you know, he's the one that acted Jesus. He's not Jesus. Look at how you are looking at me. It's like today I came with so much violence, right? That guy in your house that you framed, you know, he's from America, right? Yes, he's from America. So they brought the guy to ask Jesus. How come they designed Jesus? Jesus look fresh picture. When did he die? That picture will be that fresh and dope like that. Use your head now. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? And if you observe, the Jesuses are different. One actor from another country. So I don't know which one is your Jesus, which country he came from. But whichever one was in your house, I'm talking about one particular one like that. When he was done acting, they said the guy started crying in the house. Some people were coming and he was just so crying. Say, did Jesus truly, you know, he not do everything, no, but he experienced it to a fair extent. You know, some of the blow that guy was real. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? So, of course, the thing pained him. So you now ask if truly what he read, that he has not done half, but did Jesus truly, they say yes. He said, if Jesus truly, let Jesus prove to him that he went through this thing. Then he had an encounter with the real Jesus. I think that's when he even stopped acting. See, he doesn't want anything again. He just is okay. And he became born. You know the guy now is born again? Alright. So if some of us don't, you know, when we talk things like this, some of you think we are condemning. But just be wise. Remove that picture. It's not Jesus. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's not. I promise you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. Amen. Are you here? So he really went through a lot. Glory to God forevermore. So much. So much. So when I heard that story of the saints and the rest, I was mad in my spirit. I said, why would people be behaving like this? In fact, I heard that some of the corpses, they don't bury it. They just keep it for a long time. And they don't want it to decay. And in fact, some of the churches, they put the corpse of the saints under and build the church. That's witchcraft. Wake up. I'm going somewhere. How can you carry the sense of a dead corpse and put under the ground to build? Did you ever see that in the Bible? Elisha's bone brought somebody back to life. Did they start temple with it? Did they put it on that temple to start building? You know, some of you are being careful in your confession. That is why you are under the siege of the devil. He has not given us the spirit to fear again. But the spirit of what? Sound mind. Of what? Of what? I refuse to be afraid. That's how you talk. The devil will come and suggest to you, are you sure you can live up to the expectation of God? I am living. I'm living my best days yet. You speak like Paul. I can do all things, not some things. When you say I cannot do it, you are not admitting that it's not you admitting and being nice. You are speaking out of ignorance. I cannot do it. I cannot do it. No, a child of God does not say I cannot do it. The child of God asks, how can I do it? How do you want me to do it? Because he knows he can do all things. Last Tuesday we established that reality. All things are mine. He said, do you not know that all things are yours? I deserve the best. I can have the best. I go for the best. Because all things are mine. You are working in a firm. You are aiming the best position. All things are yours. You are in school. You are aiming the best results. All things are yours. You are in business. You are aiming to become the best there. Why? All things are yours. You know, when you understand this thing, there is then what we call in physics a potential difference. The things you couldn't do before, alas, now you are steered with the potentials. You can now do them. Let the weak say, I am strong. Why? Potential is change or realize. Let the poor say, I am rich. That's how you talk. Why? Because God didn't create weak beings. He created man in his what? Image and what? Likeness. Religion don't like this thing, I'm telling you. They'll rather call you dust than to dust we shall return. That's what they'll say. In fact, they celebrate this failure. It's a day that is kept to celebrate failure and decay and death. Death Wednesday. You are not like that. Where they strengthen the fact that you are dust. No, you are not dust. God spoke the consequence of the decision of man in Genesis. But God brought salvation. He said, Adam, for eating from the wrong tree. Well, you just realize that yourself as dust. Because his form was from what? The dust of the ground. The flesh is from the dust of the ground. He said, because you are now conscious of your reality as dust, then to dust you shall return. But we are not conscious of our reality as dust. No, we are life-giving spirit. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man, 1 Corinthians 15, is the Lord from heaven. Then it says, as you bore the image of the first man, so are you bearing the image of the second man. The first man is a living soul. The second man, a life-giving spirit. The enemy has come but to steal, kill, destroy. But Jesus has come so that you may have what? Life in abundance. If the same spirit that has raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, same spirit as what? Quicken your mortal body. The next part of scripture, verse 12, says, so then, brothers, you are debtors.
debt us not to walk according to the flesh, because if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Is it debt us to by your spirit mortify the desires of your flesh? In 1 Timothy, the Bible said, in a great house are several vessels of clay, of gold. It said, if a man purges himself, you see, you can purge yourself away from the flesh. He said, if a man purges himself from the latter, that means flesh is of the latter. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He said, he becomes a vessel profitable for the master's use. In 1 John 2, he said, purify yourself even as you are pure. Meaning, we are not trying to get ourselves purified. We know we are purified and we are strengthening ourselves without understanding. It's just like shedding scales. Have you seen where serpents change their scales, you know, their skin? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You've passed somewhere before and you just noticed, you know, a serpent must have passed this place, because you are just seeing that the serpent has what? You know, some of you are wondering, why am I bringing demonic thing here? It's God that created serpents to change it. Do you understand? He said, be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. That's what Jesus said. For serpent haters. Alright? So, amen. That the devil likes to use serpent does not mean serpent was created by the devil. The Bible said that the devil took the ability of the serpent because he found that the serpent was more crafty than subtle, right? Than any animal. That's why he chose to use it. But even though the devil used it, God did not come and say, okay, because Satan has speak serpent, me, I'll stop talking about serpent. Jesus said, be what? Wise as a serpent. He insists because he's the one that owns a serpent. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Just like in our age right now, people are scared of men hugging men because the world... there's a problem somewhere. So if two men are hugging themselves for a while, we have to vet them. But we are not scared. We'll hug ourselves. Are you scared to hug me? We hug ourselves. We're not scared. Is it? We must insist. There was a love in scripture that the Bible spoke about. Jonathan and who? They were not gays. Have you seen that friendship between boys before? That you are with your wife like this, and one of his friends goes, my God! He just hold himself. And he said, wife, go home, I'm coming. Have you seen that thing before? But now guys are scared. But we insist. I saw one funny joke. A Hausa guy, he called one of his friends and said, hey Hassan, I love you. Hassan said, Kachu Uwaka Amburo Ubanka. You love who? I couldn't stop laughing. What is bad for me to tell my fellow guy I love you? He started insulting guy, Kachu Ubanka, Buro Uba. If I catch you, you love who? Shake it, Iska. Then he ended the call. Look at what the world is changing to. If at now there's a way you look fine as a man that you are a problem, you are a suspect. Why are you looking this fine? People will ask you. Why? The devil is trying to mess our minds up. And he likes to paint a picture like they are succeeding. Do you know gays are very small in this world? I know some of you will not believe it. They're plenty. It's a lie. I heard a story. They gave a guy 70 million plus to dress like a woman. They work so hard. No man will sit down and see a woman and choose a man. I'm telling you people the truth. You think God is mumu? God did not know what he created? Young men, am I lying? That you look at a woman and you prefer a man. You are stupid. They are not too, you must be very stupid. In fact, you are just mad. No man. Because God know what he did. Do you know everything God did in a woman was for a man? Check your Bible. He said he created the woman for the man. That's why if a woman moves like this, you just like everything. You just be behaving like mumu. They were created for you. God looked at you, according to everything they do moves your being. There are some that even left God for women's self. Then a man will see a woman and say, I prefer a man. See, it's simple. If you catch a gay, if you think I'm lying, just surround him. If you are four, surround him, hold your hands, pray in tongues, lay hands on his head, you will see what will happen. One strong man will come out from him. Or you'll be surprised, you saw one mommy or that girl come out from him. They are demon possessed. You see, these demons are just in the realm of the spirit, waiting for bodies that will permit them so that they will enter and make them behave foolish. They are just up there. They want to negate everything that is of God. If God says man and woman, then they say no, it's man and man. So when you sense yourself as a woman liking another woman, the demon has entered you. If you see yourself behaving like a tomboy, he has entered you. That you look at women dress and you prefer men dress, he has entered you, I'm telling you. Just like that. He is just introducing, maybe he has sent the last born inside you. The first born have not come. As a man, you see yourself liking to bend your hand like this. Did you know brother has entered you? What is this? Then, you see, these foolish people will now be making it look like the world, they say, like Barack Obama will say, he said, as the world changes, we change. What a useless statement. As if he did not go to school. As the world changes, we change. Me, they gave birth to in this part of the world, I know that's stupidity. You can't tell me that we change. There are a lot of stupidity happening in the world, so we change, we adjust to it. Why do I have police and soldiers? We should have been changed. As Boko Haram come, everybody should become Boko Haram now. All in the name of gazing and lesbianism. He permitted it in his time. That man, they say, if you want to hide something from a black man, put it in a book. Every white people were coming, they did not have the impetus. It was him they used to start it. And somebody comes and say, I don't like that. They say, no, it's against. They now start doing one stupid campaign, Black Lives Matter. You never did it all this way till somebody say he wants to be president and he's against lesbians and gays. That's when you started Black Lives Matter. Before, does it not matter? When all of those folks were president, did Black Lives Matter? Why is it emphasized when somebody else is not a president? Now, just watch. It will rise again. They will start it very strong again. Meanwhile, they are not touching any black. This is the only president that lives black lives more than anybody. Yet, because the black lives in that America are the one living the black lives. Oh my God. Kai. This one enter. The black lives are living the black life. So, they don't want a white life. You know? They want abortion to be legalized. When somebody will sleep like with 6 men, 7 men, 100 men in a day, in 3 days, in 1 week, why will you not want abortion to be legalized so that you'll be removing or uprooting children? In the name of a celebrity or a worldly, you will see them how they are dressed. And some of you are following them. You are following a walking demon. We've told you these things. We are not trying to be insultive. You can't be a Christian and Rihanna is your model. You have lost your faith. You don't know who you are. Or Beyonce or all of these folks there. Not even this one that is very fat, like the one Benin hates very well. What's that name? Huh? That fat one that says God is love. God is only love. That if you take food to the poor people, you are serving God. That's opera. All of us folks, wake up. Those guys are bent on making sure that Christianity will not find expression. I mean, a man, some of you saw, you would have seen the video. A man stood up in a school and said his child was in the school. He said 2%, I mean less than 2% of the students that make up the school are black. He said firstly, he's wondering why they are advocating for Black Lives Matter. He said, okay, if you want to advocate for it, why would you take a guy that is a transgender and put on the cover page?
The cover page of the magazine for black is a guy who is a transgender, a guy that changed to woman. They put on the cover page. What picture are you trying to paint? You know, they know what they are doing. They need this permission. In other words, if you look at it critically, it's not Black Lives Matter. It's Black Lives Matter. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The dark life matters. That's what I'm trying to say. Iniquity matters. Somebody said one time, he said, why are they against gays and lesbians? Why not against thieves? All sin are sin. It's not true. Let me show you. They wanted to break this place. The other day, they came in the night. We left church on a Tuesday, and I called Pastor Ed. I said, I sense robbery. Make sure you put everything in place. Then they tried to break it. Somewhere, somehow, God moved, and they couldn't succeed. They almost broke everything, safe, and God moved miraculously. Hallelujah to Jesus. But of course, those people didn't come when everybody was around. They only came when there was nobody. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? If a thief wants to steal, he goes in the night or when there's nobody, isn't it? And if they catch him, they beat the thief, isn't it? If somebody wants to smoke Igbo, some of you that have tasted Igbo before, how do you do it? Is it not in the night? Or you enter inside forest and go and stay where human beings don't stay. And when you are done smoking the Igbo, then you come out like you did not smoke anything, isn't it? And they pretend, they just do all the evil things in. But you see, the problem with lesbianism and gayism is that they want us to accept their sin. Instead of entering forest to go and do it, they know, they say we'll do it in light. And people should say this thing is not sin, it is righteousness. And they want legality, they want to do it everywhere, let it be normal. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain? Do you catch what I just explained? That's why we're hitting it. We say, no, this one, we're insisting it is still sin. And thank God. See, let me tell you people, God is the greatest force on the earth. There's no force stronger than God. See, if anything has not opened your eyes, look at the American election, the last one. It should be an eye-opener to you. A man that has been tried more than 50 times. He won all the case. How can this be? More than 50, as a city president, they tried to remove him more than 10 times. How many attempts? He won every case. Till today, he's winning case. Lost no case. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? There was one time some of us even felt like he has finished because the allegations were looking so true. Yet, they say he won. Somehow, he won. Today, he's president. When the Bible says money is a defense, they are not saying that money is more powerful than God. Though. They are trying to make you understand that God can make you so powerful that one of the things he will give you to become so powerful is money. I tell you the truth. I know what I'm telling you. Some of you, what you need to become the next president of Nigeria, a very serious politician in this country, it's not more or anything. They say you must touch some. No, I bet you. Knowing God is enough. One of the things God will use to strengthen you is a lot of capital. A lot of capital, you fortify yourself. You know what I mean by fortify yourself? You look for your own armed forces and arrange in your house. Do you get what I'm trying to explain to you? People, you give your security men, you give them orientation. Did you see what happened with Trump? Some things, it's just a coincidence. Somebody was like this. He just felt like moving his head like this. As he just moved, they just fired a gun. He was like this. Meaning the bullet would have entered like this. But somehow he just don't know what move, which breeze move. You know, the way God moves, you just, and you move. Oh my God. God is great. He just turned his head like this and they fired the bullet. The greatest physicist and mathematician is God Almighty. See the calculation. Even Isaac Newton will be doing calculation in the realm of the spirit and wherever he is. How did this thing happen? You know, there's a part of physics that has no explanation. Because we have entered into the supernatural. It's called quantum physics. That one now you are trying to challenge God. You can't. There's no answer there. Even as you need to, they sort of reach a place. They say, no, let's drop our Bible. This place they don't used to. We're entering the spirit. How can you explain that the man just turned his head like this? And they fired a gun.
Some people say, you know, some foolish people say it was plan work. He did it so that, oh God, the devil is not wise. The devil is not wise. You know, if the devil speaks, you know how foolish he is. How can I do that kind of role play? I mean, you fire bullet. I want to test. We will not calculate. Which kind of mass did I do? That's okay, you can shoot now. Turn your head, turn your head. Hey, me joke that kind of joke. With nothing else than bullets. Bullet, oh. Not rubber bullet, normal bullets. And I said, let's fake something. Let's fake that so that they'll pity us. Oh yeah, shoot, shoot, shoot. And they turn now, they turn. Me? Which of you in this world would try that rubbish? In fact, the assumptions in your head will make you, even in the plan, you say, don't shoot again! Because you know that it may enter your neck. Look at the act of God, so mighty and powerful. But do you see something there? Do you see the boldness with such a man? I'm a Christian. You're not bold. You think to be a Christian is to be like Chingay? Or to be like Worm? I'm a Christian. Jesus loves you. I think that's what it means to be a Christian. You got to be bold. He said, I've not given the spirit to fear again, but the spirit of what? Of what? Enter the labor market with sound mind. Go for evangelism with what? Sound mind. Boldness. It's the way you talk to somebody about it. He knows you know. He's my, this guy knows what he's saying. Let me try this church. Even business. When they come to you, don't talk like a child that is starting business. They say, one chairman wants to come and meet you. You have your card. You know some of you that will not go for don't have card, business card. You have your business card. You understand what I'm trying to say? They ask for a meeting, you come, you they sit down, offer them what, and you ask, so how may I help you? I'm Richard CEO, whatever. Okay, go ahead. And you talk with the person. I mean, nations, kings are coming to the brightness of your rising. You are prepared for kings. Boldness. And another thing I was trying to emphasize, when they fired the first bullet, did you see the people that surrounded him? That's what it means for money to be a defense. One of the things that interested, he still wanted to make the speech. That man is a born leader. Let's meditate here for a while. Do you know he still wanted to finish his speech? He said, allow me, let me talk. He said, no, you must go now. I will still talk. They were still firing. Pay them off that they say, your life will not go until I won't go. Money is a defense. Hey, no, God, you don't need to be rich to go to heaven. The one teaching you that his children are outside the country. Nothing to lose. God does not give people money. It is a mad Yoha that gives people money. I was telling somebody in my office a story we just heard live. The lady confessed to a pastor. Slept 3 days in a grave. 3 days in a grave to become CEO of a bank. A manager or something like that of a bank. How many days? 3 days. Graveyard. True life story. This is not something they came to confess. They say, how did it happen? She said she sat in the burial ground 3 days in the midnight. When she sits down, somebody will come and eat the food. Anytime they do it, somebody, a spirit will come and eat it. You see? Some of you are looking at me. Say, she'll just check, the food will finish. So when she was done, somehow they made her the manager. She just entered and they said she was the most preferred choice. There's one there chewing chingon, one Christian there. Oh, mama. Whatever you do in the flesh does not matter. You go to heaven. You go suffer for it. You see? That's what we are saying. You think some people is a coincidence? Somebody has you are there claiming forming teas as a Christian with pink lips as a guy. Charming, you are the best. Dope Christian, man. They say pray in tongues. People are pray in tongues as a lady, you have been sexy. Oh God. You're joking. Then they say you want to be the next Catherine Kuma for where you are a dreamer. Hallelujah to Jesus. Greatness is not by coincidence. Possible. I told somebody that came to my office today. I said, you want to really walk in the spirit? I said, learn to pray in tongues. Just be praying. Anytime you have time and space, pray in tongues. Pray. You just be enjoying grace anyhow. This is how you excavate the realities of God on your inside. Let me read a scripture for you before we close. I say 40 minutes. It's about almost 40 minutes. One scripture, then we'll close. We're almost there. You know, I know what technical. Did they increase this time? I'm looking at my real time here. This is not correct. It's not that time. See the time here. That's why no matter what people put there, you think I don't know what you people did here. Philemon 1:6. They added it by like 10-15 minutes. I have my rewatch here. Let's see it very fast. Since I didn't tell them, so if you like, increase again. Therefore, where did I say, oh my God. Though these people will finish me one day. One time you will sell me. And I will not know. Philemon 1:6. I had a friend many years ago. His name is Philemon Likita. He said that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Oh, this is not doing justice. Give me Amplify. Then we now touch NLT and TPT. Those guys like things like this. You know, NLT is like, give me my, this is what I want. I just feel like NLT is shouting, Pastor, see me. And I pray that the sharing of your faith may become, wow. Just relate it. Some people, they too do. Relate it, Amplify and NLT. Alright? Now, let's read Amplify. And I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective and powerful because of your accurate knowledge. See that? Woo. Let's see the NLT. He said, and I'm praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ. No, that's too quite shallow. Give me the TPT rendition. Delete the NLT and leave the Amplify with the TPT. NLT felt my hand here. Now he said, and I pray for you that the faith we share may be effectively deepened by your understanding of every good thing that belongs to you in Christ. I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective and powerful because of your accurate knowledge. Or I just leave NKJV. I think we should just stay with that. NKJV. It says, I pray for you that the faith we share may... NKJV. My God. That the sharing of your faith may become effective by the word acknowledgement. Have you seen anything or heard of anything they call acknowledgement later before? To acknowledge that something is yours. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain? I acknowledge that I'm fine, for instance. Do you know what I'm trying to say? That means I'm agreeing that this is me. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I acknowledge that I have the Holy Spirit. Right? I acknowledge that this, I acknowledge that, and etc. Alright? So I'm just agreeing that I have these things I'm saying, I'm sharing about right now. The Bible said that the sharing of your faith may become effective and strong when you begin to acknowledge every good thing that you have in Christ Jesus. Meaning the more you know, the more your faith becomes effective. As we are knowing these things today, what is happening to you? Your faith is becoming more effective. As you understand this mystery of Christ, what is happening to you? Your faith is becoming more what? Effective. That's why we make bold claims sometimes. There was a time, I always share this story, that while we were growing up, even me, I struggled with listening to worldly songs. My spiritual father would delete every meeting. He would delete every meeting. But I grew over time. And like Paul, I can now say, when I was a child, I behave like a child. He said, but now that I'm grown up, I what? I've left childish ways. And I said something jokingly. If you are not aligned with the Holy Spirit, you'll be disadvantaged in life. And it's not his fault. It is because of your fault. You see, God has given you all you need for life and what? Godliness. He has given you all the graces you will ever need to be righteous and holy. You just need to dig into your spirit and touch those realities. Are you listening to me? Are you guys here tonight? He has given you all of those graces. That is why Paul said, I can do all things. But if you decide to be adamant to those realities, to just ignore them, adamant or ignore them, what will happen to you? You may think you are enjoying life, but all of a sudden when bad things start happening, because you have lost interest and don't have an alignment to the Holy Spirit, you wouldn't have the impetus and the boldness to stand against them. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? This is how you redeem the time, for the days are evil. Staying with God is how you redeem the time, because evil days lies ahead. Oh, you don't want to wake up one day and they say your dad has stroke and you cannot do anything. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? Do you know that you can lay hands on somebody with stroke and the person will recover? Are you guys here tonight? You can lay hands. Don't be a dull Christian. What if you wake up tomorrow, God forbid, and the devil plants a terrible image, terrible disease in your body? What will you do? Will you start crying that your own is finished? No. You know what? What makes us so peaceful and happy and joyful every time? It's not because we are confident that Satan will not be able to do something in the future around us. No. We are so much sure of the glory of God on our inside. We are so confident of God's word. He said he has given us his word so that his joy may be complete in us. The reason why I'm always happy is because I know the word of God is my reality. Beyond anything I am seeing or I may see in the future. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And I know I have what it takes in Christ Jesus to avert situations. That's why I'm happy. That's why I guard this reality, this part of my life, with all of my heart. I don't joke with it. This part of my life is what will get anybody sick around me healed. This part of my life is why the devil cannot hurt me. This part of my life is why the devil cannot steal from me. He cannot kill me. He cannot what? Destroy me. I guard it jealously. Are you listening to me? Are you here tonight? Very important. Glory to God forevermore. Be bold about your faith. We are coming to a time where Satan wants people to be quiet about their faith. No, be bold about your faith. I was hearing from a pastor somewhere, and it's very true. You see people, worldly guys, they can sit down, buy cigarette for their friends. But when you pay transport for your friends to come to church, they tell you are being foolish. No, pay the transport. In fact, hire a bus. They can sit down with friends and buy them alcohol. You can buy a Bible for your friend. Are you listening to me? And that's why God is making most of you, all of you, everybody here, billionaires, multi-billionaires. It's not money for foolishness. No. It is the prosperity of a fool that destroys him, not your own prosperity. Because you are not a fool. Are you listening to me? Say, I'm rich in all the currencies of the world. Say it like you mean it. Say, I'm rich in all the currencies of the world. You wake up in the morning, you shout this in your ear. Let your ear hear it. So that you don't walk in unbelief all the days of your life. Speak God's word. Speak God's word. A woman of God, so great today with her husband. They say when the husband met her, immediately he showed her their house. Showed her everything God has said about him. And she was wondering. He just met her after like 1 day. I heard 1 day, 24 hours. He said, I want to see you. She came. He said, God said you are my wife. And she said, we have not talked for more than 24 hours. Why would God say this? If you don't agree, I understand you want to be like all these girls in the street. But if you truly agree with me, we can just start from here. Very strange, isn't it? Less than 24 hours. She agreed, though. And her life has changed today. I'm not saying somebody should meet you in less than 24 hours. Be led. Maybe she was led for her. And they asked her, what is the secret? She said, one time. One time he woke up, that she observed one midnight, he will wake up and be speaking God's word. He will just be talking, only him. That she opened her hand and see her husband talking. I am red, I am this, I am going around the world, I am doing this. And when people are coming to the house, there's nothing to do. We do have to look for a way and just try that one time some rich members were coming, so they had to look for a way and just make the house look so nice. And when they were done, they said they were in trouble because there was no money. She said, but today, they have properties everywhere in the world. They are preaching the gospel everywhere in the world. Whatever he was saying those days has become a reality today. Keep speaking God's word. They say you are making noise. Keep on saying it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I remember one time I was praying as a student, declaring, and a young man came to see me, and he heard me praying. So he knelt down at the front of the door and declared that under this atmosphere, he will be favored. What he has been looking for, he will get it. He was looking for a way to get a big place in town to start a food business. Then he said, while he was going back, his spirit, because he couldn't see me, I was praying, his spirit told him to enter the place he's looking for and ask when the manager will be around. When he entered, I said, please, when will the manager be around? They now said, that's the manager. The manager said, this is me, can you come? He said, no, I'll come back again, sir. Because he was wearing bedroom slippers. The man said, come, tell me, because you will not see me again, no. As I'm going now, you may not see me. He said, sir, what I wanted to share is not something I should be looking like this. He said, say it. And when he was done saying it, the manager said, okay, you have the space, come and start. Just like that, with bedroom slippers, he got it and he started it. Why? He believed God's word. Speak God's word. Oh, speak God's word. Oh, speak God's word. I'm the righteous. I'm above, not beneath. Ever flourishing. Full of glory. No trace of darkness in my life. No trace of darkness. No consciousness of Satan. What if you sin tomorrow? I can't sin tomorrow. He has not given me the spirit to fear again. I can't sin tomorrow. What if you fall tomorrow? If God be for me, who can be against me? I speak in accordance with this revelation. I'm not beneath. I'm above only. Never beneath. In synchrony with the revelation. He has said so that we may boldly say. Not timidly say. Say, I am righteous, but sometimes I sin. I just want to sound humble. Say, well, a Christian is a saint that sins sometimes. No! You are born of God, little children, and you have what? Overcome the world. Because the greater one is in you. He that is in you is greater than Satan in the world. Are you listening to me? Above only. Above only. As a young lady, you say, I can marry any man. And we know I'm coming out of glory. If the man knows where he's going to. You look for visionaries. Because you know you are being kingdom minded. We are pushing the kingdom. And the smallest unit of the kingdom is the family. If we get it wrong in the family, we've gotten it wrong everywhere. God, who is my husband? That's how you talk as a giant in the spirit. I don't mind send my husband. You're not looking for a stomach man that has money or a visionless man with Corolla. Who is my husband? Are you listening to me? Boldly declared, it's for your good, oh. If not, you chop pepper. It's for your good. And if you are not ready, then be ready to create a war room, because it's war. Your life will be a war. People are enjoying marriage, you are fighting war. Praying for your husband like a toddler. Father, as he's going to Lagos, block his eyes from every woman. You can block a man's eye. Does God answer that prayer? What are eyes meant for? I said, God, fire every girl that is twisting her waist around him. If God look at you, let my name change. Fire anybody. Rather, he will fire them to be more graceful and beautiful. It's your husband that will suffer. Because the Bible says if a man sins, it is not God tempting the man. It is because the man has what? sinful desires. If anybody sees a lady and say, "Hey, pastor, make it that girl leave church. Oh, I don't feel stay church." We cannot drive any girl from church. You know why? The reason why that sin enter your eye and your heart is because you have bad heart. That's what the Bible said. He said, if a man sin, he sins of his own sinful desire. Now, don't get me wrong. If we observe you are coming to church every time and you are just an agent of darkness who will confront you. But if you are, yes, there are some that Satan is using them who will confront you. I've met Pastor Ed and said, go and confront that agent of darkness. Because I am seeing what is happening in this. I've been teaching in this church and somebody looks at me and does like, I've seen things. Oh, you don't know, right? Somebody looks at me and he's doing, my God. And after the service, they want to see prophets. You know, one time I called him, I said, next Sunday you counsel these kind of girls in my office. I asked him. One finished and came to the other one to see. He just opened, you know, he has an attitude. When he opened the office, he will not close it from outside. Meaning, pastor, you are not going anywhere. You must. He will leave us to talk. I want to say, Pastor Ed, are you mad? And I said, you can sit down. Say, sir, what is your problem? Sir, I have a problem. What is your problem? Sir, I just feel I have some problem. What is your problem? I don't know why, sir. I'm not strong in the faith. Okay, your prayers are answered in the name of Jesus. Now, I mean, it's a joke because you can't get me. It's too late. But I'm saying people tried their luck. Even Satan tried his luck for Jesus. Imagine what Satan told Jesus, who is God. He said, actually, we read from scripture that he didn't know that was God. He said, if you can, he actually heard that was God. So he was testing him to see if he was God. He said, if you worship me, I'll give you all the glories. If he sees anybody pursuing God so much, he brings three temptations. One, you're under pressure to prove yourself. So you want to go out of your comfort zone, out of your space, just to prove something to people. That's the first temptation Satan will bring. The second temptation is that of, and it is tied to hunger. Proving yourself is always tied to hunger. If you are the son of God, change stone to bread. So that hunger will catch you and you have to go out of the will of God for your life just to prove, just to make sure that you go out of poverty. It doesn't matter. You just have to go out of poverty. Alright? You know you are in God's will, but you just have to make this money. You people get out of Chinese. And so anything goes for you. What was the second temptation? Huh? He said, fall, just throw yourself down. Throw yourself down. And he will say, he quoted scripture. He said, he will not allow your leg to hit a stone. Quoted the Bible. It means that you have to truly understand the heart of the Father, not just read scripture, because the later what? Kill it. But the sweet word. Religiosity. That means Satan has killed a lot of people that way by quoting scripture for them. Yes. He has killed a lot of people by quoting, giving them wrong revelation. He can lie with a part of the Bible. Hope you know. Wrong doctrine. That's the second temptation. Thus you are, thus you shall return. That's the second temptation. Drink and not be drunk. That's the second temptation. Wrong ideologies. Mystery of Aaron's skirt. That's the second temptation. The realm of the immortals, where when you sin, you are not forgiven. That's the second temptation. Things that are fictional, unnecessary spirituality. Things that have no basis from the word of God. Seven blah blah blah, funny teachings. What was the last one? Mammon. Complete. He said, if you worship me, I'll give you all the glories of this world. You see that? And Jesus would not, because he had to just tempt. Talk less of it. He would tempt. You think as I'm teaching, oh glory to God, when I'm done, Satan will not tempt me. He does. See, I thought when somebody is married, girls will not like the person again. That's what I used to think. It's a lie. Oh. Some people say, Pastor Simon, I just want to greet you. Ah, you forgot it also. Why does mommy water moves? You know. It's a lie. Satan will send his agents. You are married now. They are not supposed to be complimenting your picture. Yet some people be telling you, oh, you look so sweet. Married man. The devil
doesn't give up. Are you listening to me? But of course, you are lost in glory. You are captured in light. You are not conscious of the devil. I'm not conscious of him. I will never be found praying like this. I fire against me. No. I'm not conscious of any fire against me. Understand? I'm only conscious of the fire for me. And if I'm conscious of the fire for me, no fire can come against shout glory. No trace of darkness. All things are mine. No trace of darkness. Not conscious of the devil. Version 1 and 5 Amplified Rendition. God is alive, so shining in him. There's no trace of sin, wickedness, and what? Imperfection. Be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is. Shout, I'm perfect. Shout it like you mean it. I'm perfect. I'm perfect. I'm perfect, man. Glory, glory, I'm perfect. You just wake up in the morning, I'm perfect, a billion times say it, I'm perfect, walking in perfection, in the name of Jesus, I'm perfect, glory to God. Then you find that you are smart. You are just smart. I'm the light of the world. You find that you start knowing mass. That's the secret. They bring a very ambiguous equation on the board. You can solve it. Your mind is open. David said, the word of God is my meditation. That is why I have understanding than my teachers. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You are seeing from where Isaac Newton saw. How can you know God and not know book? You can't know God and not know. Be Olodo at this. It doesn't work. No Olodo knows God. Anybody that knows God cannot be Olodo. Say me, I don't know why I need to understand. You don't know God. If you know God, you go understand. So you understand God's mystery. You don't understand physics. You see? Does it work like that? Are you here? Did you catch this? So go live your life tomorrow with so much tease from this night. So much tease in the glory tease. Nobody should use Corolla to deceive you as a lady. Or Suya. Or Shawarma. Donald, are you passing steam fast? No, no, you can't talk like that. You're not a beggar. I mean, just buy me 1,000 Suya, I'll give you back. No! That's a beggar. Work for your money. You don't buy unnecessary hair again. Hallelujah. It's Christmas, and so what? Don't beg anybody online for money. No. You know, codeine causes a lot of things. There are some ladies they caught in this town. Yahoo boys almost cut their head. Somehow God helped them. In fact, some, I saw a video where they cut the lady's head. They cut the head. I mean, there were some boys, they were cutting her head like goats. What took her there? Mammon. They first sent 50,000 and said, come and see me. You know, they'll start small, 20,000. You just write on your status, those foolish guys. I don't know who will sub for me today. That's how it starts. And instead of sub, they give you money for food stuff. And that church brother becomes a nuisance to you. Say, I go change church if you don't stop talk to me. Stop. No, they talk to me. I they warn you. I go change church. I'm person if you come church in peace again. But Yahoo boy has entered. Your love is now your hate. are you people get what I'm trying to say? You want him to give you his partnership. Any man that gives you money that he has not given to God, be scared though. Because what a man sows, he will reap. He will reap in your stomach. Wake up. It's more small. It's that Kodei will now grow to you visiting his, going to an eatery with him. Like a joke. You mean, I'm not, this is not my character. I'm a church girl. Oh. I don't do this on a regular. I just don't know why I want to see you. That's how it starts. There's no problem there. Now, three shawarma, two for your friends, one for your mother, one for your junior brother.
You carry it home. He has won your heart. Even mommy wants to see him. Before you know, he has sent rapper. You see? What has the church brother brought? Nothing but counsel. Are you seeing where the problem is now? Before you know it, you are the one asking, where do you live safe? Before you know, your head is in hell. Wake up. Follow people with vision. Else you see them, you follow people with television. If you follow people with television, you see them with visions in the television. It's true. I know some of you are saying a lie. Oh, many people with vision once they enter television. Follow. And I've told you before, see, pray in the spirit, let your mind be productive. When you're done praying, not all of you will be here like me. We are sending you in the world. Are you listening to me? Our job is to train you. Go and take over the labor market. Go and take over hospitals. Go and take over the educational sector. A time should come that when we just ask any question anywhere, it's a glory carrier that is there. Before you know, they will tell us that Benue State. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's how we take over. If you are first class, your friend is all of you first class, why will you not get the job? When promotion comes, why is it not? It must be you first. Be hardworking. This is how we take over the world. Are you listening? Make the money. You have what it takes to make it. Pray in the spirit. Wake up. Say, today I'm doing data analysis. That's what is it? He had. Nothing is hard. People created the laws. People created the theories. How is it hard? That's my mentality. If I tell you things I learned in one night, some of you will be shocked. Things I learned in one night. I tell you the truth under heaven. If I tell you hard courses, I have a background of it in one night, just YouTube. YouTube and a good website. Some of you will be shocked. Sometimes I feel I'm sweating inside my brain, but I have to keep on going. Just so that I'll wake up the next day and teach somebody and prove to somebody I know it. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? That's how you should live your life. Don't be lazy. Nobody becomes a billionaire by putting perfume on their status. Learn the hard courses. See, I'm not trying to mock. You may be trying. See, it's a good place to be. At least you are not begging. But while you are doing that, be what? Be very competitive. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Learn hard things. Learn it. I like learning hard things. That's why when it comes to Revelation 2, I like preaching hard things. Why somebody say don't read? My best part of scripture is the book of Revelation. Why? Because they say it's hard. So I like it. Anything is hard that is hard. Any revelation they say they can't crack, I like to crack it. The Spirit searches all things. Not just Bible things, all things. Yay! The deep thing. You bring an idea, people will say, hey, in this BSU you brought this kind of idea. Do you know God can give you an idea that the whole school are coming to you every morning, queuing up? Before you know, school that everybody is going and getting certificate, you came out with billions. Billions. Wake up. Learn that course. Are you listening to me? Pay it. They say pay 50,000. Pay it. Don't say the Holy Spirit will teach me. Pay it. And learn it. Are you listening to me? Let me end with this. Anytime I talk about tech, sometimes I used to feel guilty like it's because it's my field. But let me tell you something. Right now, if you want to make real money, under heaven, everybody is watching me even online, is in tech. The least cost can give you hundreds of thousands. I know what I'm telling you. So my philosophy is this. If you don't know what to do with your life, learn tech. When you now know, you can leave it, but you still did not lose anything because it's a skill that can be helpful anytime, anywhere. Don't just sit down. Are you listening to me? Very important. How can you be that guy? I don't want to preach so much. I think I've exhausted my time. Somebody says collecting 30,000, 50,000 as a teacher. What is your problem? Is it you that started the teaching ministry? Then they say, why are you not leaving that school? You say, I have passion for students. Are you joking? Are you Jesus? I have passion for souls. You know, that some of you that are teachers now, it's getting to 1 year, 2 years. You are comfortable. What is your salary? 30,000, 40,000. Then if a woman is complaining, say, see, if you leave me with vision, you will enter, you will see me. Which proof that you have vision is here now? You cannot even buy television. See, it's time to, I know what I'm telling you. Carry your phone sometimes. I used to in 4 hours. There are some of you seated there. I was the one that give you link to do some of the things you are doing. Sometimes I make research just to know things and push people into it. I'm so shocked that I'm the one doing the research for people with my tight schedules to study God's word. The people themselves, you just see them, boom, they are not even moved. Have you checked the thing I said? Sir, I've not had time to check. You've not had time to check it. Then you now come, all things are mine, shake it. All things are yours. You are joking. You must be joking. Faith without action is what? The word there, walk, is action. If you have faith, take bold step. I'll see you tomorrow. Bow your heads and pray. Thank the Lord for His word. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. It is gaining ascendancy in my spirit, soul, and through my body. I'm living the reality of your word. It's a light for my path and a lamp for my feet. I'm not a forgetful hearer of the word. Say it with boldness. Make these confessions. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Go ahead and speak the word. Go ahead and speak the word. Rivers, rivers, rivers from within. Burst forth now. Flood my heart away. Mold me, cleanse me. Touch me by the word. Until the image of the Father be revealed. Pray in the Spirit. Rivers, rivers, rivers from within. Burst forth now. Flood my soul away. Mold me, cleanse me, keep me by your word. Until the image of the Father be revealed. I see by the word, I think the word, I hear the word 24/7. The word is my meditation. I have understanding more than even the elders. The word of God is my wisdom for life. It's my wisdom for business. It's my wisdom in my career. The word of God is the wisdom for my academics. I'm above only, never beneath. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are my wisdom. Christ has been made unto us wisdom and power. Wisdom and power. Wisdom and power. You are my wisdom. You are the power of God living in me. Oh, rapapakashala baba baba. Lord, I believe in the power of your word. Lord, I believe in the spirit of your word. Lord, I believe power of your word. Lord, I believe the spirit of your word. Your word will heal. Your word will change. Your word will deliver and break every chain. Your word will heal. Your word will change. Your word will deliver, break every chain.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.